Tefillah for Life, Shir 200, Wednesday, Parshas Shmini. We are discussing the Yehi Ratzon that we say after Birchas HaShachar, and we explain that this Yehi Ratzon is unique, different than any other Tefillah that we say, that it is said in a Lashon of Yachid, because it is a personal Bakasha that we throw in over here after we finish the Tefillas HaShachar, the Birchas HaShachar. And Rav Shimon Schwab, Zichrono Livracha, says an amazing thing. He says that some poskim say that Birchas HaTorah should be said after the Birchas HaShachar. And according to those poskim, there are 15 Birchas HaShachar, and then we have Asher Kedushanu Al Netilas Yadayim, we have Asher Yatzar, and we have Aleikai Neshama. All together, there are 18 Birchas HaShachar, if we don't say Birchas HaTorah until afterwards. And therefore it comes out that this Yehi Ratzon is said after 18 brachas. And therefore it's comparable to Aleikai Netzar, which we say also after the Shmoina Esrei brachas that we say by Davening. And he explains with this why we say this Yehi Ratzon over here, if Rebbe, who was misakin this Yehi Ratzon, said it at the end of Shmoina Esrei. And he explains that we say it after the 18 Birchas HaShachar, which can be compared to the 18 Brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. And this is very similar to what we are saying. The Birchas HaShachar sets us up for the day. They are a tremendous source of Bracha and Hatzlacha for us. And therefore, just like we say Aleikai Netzar at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim is aroused, and it is a time for us to stick in our own personal bakashas, so too over here, after we finish the 18 brachas in the morning, and we thank and we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of what we have, it is a tremendous Eis Ratzon. And therefore we stop, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu personal bakashas for ourselves, and we throw in this Yehi Ratzon. And this teaches us the importance of brachas in general, but specifically Birchas HaShachar. When a person makes a bracha, when a person thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he opens the gates of bracha. He opens the gates in Shamayim. And it's a time to jump in with your personal requests. And that's what this Yehi Ratzon is teaching us. After we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now we can ask for ourselves. Now is a time for our personal growth. And perhaps we can explain with this the concept of Sfiras HaOmer, which we are holding in right now. After we finish the Yom Tov of Pesach and we came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we move ahead to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah that is on every individual. Of course, we say it together, Betzibur, if we can. But every individual is responsible for his own Sfiras HaOmer. And the reason is because after we all had an uplifting experience of the Yom Tov of Pesach, it is up to us, it is up to every individual to seize the opportunity and grow towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And therefore, when you put emphasis on your Sfiras HaOmer and you say it with Kavana, you give yourself a Tahara. You give yourself a preparation for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Now is an Eis Ratzon. Now is a time to cash in and come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards Matan Torah.